when you cannot buy. Finding a way when you cannot see. Man with this system, he cannot pray. I need to find relief.
Hey, what's good, y'all? And welcome back to another episode of Peace of Mind, where we value our health, our body, and our time. And honestly, this episode is not meant to be that long at all. I'm actually at work right now, so I'm recording this in the middle of the day, June 18th, 2024, at 1:46 p.m. and I was doing one of my Bible plans one day with two of my friends, Joel and Christelle, and one of the days was evaluate the why behind your commitments. And it kind of like sparked a interesting thought, kind of like in my mind, in my head, of like, wow, like why am I doing what I'm doing? Like, what is the real reason? Like, once you actually have a deep thought behind it. So this is really me just expressing why I do what I do with kind of like my specific commitments. And that honestly is not meant to say that everything that I do is healthy. I'm probably like working on some of those things, and that's another reason why I'm communicating that as well, because I think that outside looking in, a lot of people think that my life is so like majestic or amazing or like glorified, and in some aspects it's cool, but in then other aspects it's definitely not at all, and my brain is on like different thought processes. So without a further ado, I put this kind of like in a STAR method, a STAR framework, if you know what that is. If you don't, it stands for Situation, Task, Action, Result, and it's a way to keep you on track because I like to ramble, aka I'm a podcaster and communicator. But the S, which is the situation, is to really just stop, evaluate your commitments and why you're truly doing them in your life. And also to realize how much time you're taking up by committing to those specific activities or events, and seeing if that's something that you really want to do, why you're doing it, getting into the deep psychology of things. So that's the situation here. What I recommend you doing is kind of like what I did. There will never be a one-size-fit-all, but I think you should create a list of your lifestyle, what your current state lifestyle is, and like your future ideal state lifestyle, and write down everything you do and why you're doing those things, or why you initially agreed or signed up to do those things, and then decide if you want to continue doing those things. Is that something that you can stop, should stop, why you started in the first place? So without a further ado, let's get into the A, which is the actions, which are the things that I'm doing and my specific commitments. So the first thing that I would say, I had to close my door, apologies, is I try to wake up at 7 a.m. That has not been working the best because I do not go to bed on time / early. Like, you know how when we were in like middle school, high school, we would not want a bedtime. I wish I had a bedtime that I stuck to nowadays and I kept it, honestly, because I'd be tired when I wake up in the morning. But my goal is to wake up at 7 a.m. and I follow the 8-hour policy rule. If you know, they say that it's good to get at least 8 hours of sleep. So 7 - 8 means I should be in bed by 11 p.m. I am not in bed by 11 p.m. and I'll get into the reason why because of some of my other commitments. But I usually don't go to sleep until 1 a.m. But I have an alarm set at 7 a.m. And a good thing that I would know is I move my charger and my phone to be on the opposite side of my bed with my alarm. So I actually have to get up out of my bed to turn off my alarm, but I can still hear it. And it kind of helps with me like getting up or staying up or not falling back asleep. Sometimes I still have because I will run back in my bed directly after, but other times I have getting up. So I've noticed an overall increase in growth, which is the good thing. If I stop going to bed at 1 a.m., I'm like 99% sure that I will be fine. So stay tuned on that. I probably will make a part two at some point in my life when I feel like it's pretty resonating. So stay up to date. And let me know if you have any like questions or thoughts or any better strategies or tactics that I could use to make sure that I stay up. But I'm pretty sure the biggest thing is going to bed at a reasonable time. So the next commitment I have is going to the gym. Why I go to the gym is honestly to get bigger. I feel pretty insecure about my body frame and weight, especially with turning 24. I move a lot. I'm very active. I burn a lot of calories, and I don't eat as much protein as I should. So it's definitely a conscious thought for me, something that I will resolve one day. I'm trying to focus more on like weight training, strength training, because I do a lot of roller skating. I do a lot of running, so I burn a lot, and both of those things with not eating is not the best combination for building that mass. And I have a high metabolism as well, so just being mindful of that. But one of my commitments is going to the gym, drinking protein shakes, putting creatine in my protein shakes. Yes, I do that. It's fine, at least for me. I have a lot of friends who do it, and their health is extremely fine. You do and should drink a lot of water if you're going to take creatine, because I think it pulls something in your body. So if you don't have it, it can dehydrate you and kind of like tighten your muscles. So that's just something to be mindful of. Now, also, it's good for your health to just work out. And it doesn't have to necessarily be strength training, but just like moving, staying moving, keeping your muscles going. And I heard it's really good for like the psychology part of like your brain as well. So whether that's you doing strength training, doing the Stairmaster, the gym, definitely like get up, get active. Take your time. You don't have to jump into the deep end. One time when I tried working out, I was like, oh, I need to lift this, by this, that. Like, take your time, build up to it. And I think that actually, like, helps with staying consistent as well. I just got a message from my boss. One second, everybody. Oh, the case is. Okay, so that's that, working on that. I usually like to go in the morning because going at night is not a thing for me, because I either have events at night or like to be in the bed at night, and my energy just naturally goes down throughout the day. So it's best for me to get up and get to it, come in, and it's a good start to my day specifically. Next thing is working at Deloitte. Y'all, I can't say too much about Deloitte because I'd be scared that somebody's like listening or watching or And I really don't even have anything bad to say about Deloitte. I love Deloitte. I like Deloitte. Very thankful, very blessed, very grateful. I feel like I'm nearing that part where it's been 2 years now since I've been here, and I'm kind of looking at like, what's new, what's different, how else can I continue to grow? And there's definitely like ways within Deloitte, but exploring opportunities outside of as well. I initially joined Deloitte because of the status, if I'm being 100% honest. The status, the money, the opportunity, the flexibility, the benefits, the pay, the whole nine yard. I feel like it was a holistic package, and I definitely think that I'm getting that as well. The flexibility of working from home, being able to podcast right now while also working, having my monitors, my laptops, like, it's pretty cool. I won't lie. I think that in terms of like that culture and the people oriented piece, I realize I do want a hybrid model, like going into the office, meeting people, building friendships and connections in addition to the professional environment. And I feel like it's easier to do that if you're in person with people and actually have that connection versus over a screen, a laptop. And I think that one of the cultures, at least that I've noticed at Deloitte, in my opinion, is that people don't typically turn their cameras on for internal meetings, just to like, I really don't know what the reasoning behind that is. Some say bandwidth, it helps with like internet speed, and we're jumping from meetings to meetings, and other just being comfortable and what they have going on. But I also wish we lived in an environment where you could be comfortable wearing your hoodie or your t-shirt and not feeling like you have to dress up all the time, because that's what a majority of people have on anyway. So Deloitte takes up a lot of my time. My meetings of my days typically start around like 10:30, 11-ish on average, and typically end around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. So what is that? I'm in meetings for about 5 hours of the day, and then I'm typically working outside of that, depending on when they need to be done, the task, the deliverable, or whatever that might be. So it just depends. I'm always grateful and thankful. Looking at that commitment, I personally don't know if Deloitte is somewhere where I want to be for the rest of my life and just climb up the ladder and just smooth out. I'm always looking for like what's next and how to continue growing, but I do want to make sure that I'm maximizing and optimizing my time here as well, and not just always trying to check a box, right? I think that that takes a conscious effort because it's natural for humans to do that, but I want to make sure that I'm not just doing that and I'm actually like getting the best bang out of my buck, and also being able to provide and serve to like my client projects and affirm initiatives that I'm on as well. So there's that. Next, roller skating. Why I roller skate? I roller skate honestly for relief. It's a very therapeutic action for me. I feel like it really helps relieve my anxiety, my stress. Every time I roller skate, I feel like I'm the only person on the planet, in the world. Things that I'm thinking about outside of roller skating goes away instantly. I love my friends who I roller skate with because I feel like we kind of share that sentiment and expression. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty dope. I love that so much. I usually roller skate Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays. So 4 days a week. I do not like giving up my roller skating time for anyone. So that's another thing. That's probably not the healthiest thing, setting those boundaries. And it's like, yes, if that's something that I like doing, I should do. I agree. But on the flip side, I think that everything is balance and discernment in life. So like, not so much to a point where I feel like I'm neglecting like my friends or my other responsibilities or hanging out with other loved ones as well. So I have to be mindful of that. Something you love so much, too much of it, I feel like can still be not the healthiest. So yeah, that's roller skating. I just bought some new wheels. I recently bought some new skates. I'm still upgrading my skates. My skates probably valued around $1,000, which is crazy. It's a whole brand. I gotta like still paint and design them, so that takes time. I have to come up with that design. My friend Joelle that I mentioned earlier in the podcast is probably going to do that for me when I stop playing and give her my skates for a little while. So I really love roller skating 3 to 4 times a week. I have a iffy inclination of teaching people how to roller skate. I don't mind, but I don't want us to be in a space where you're nervous to like hold yourself back. You know what I mean? Like if you're ready to like learn, let's learn. If you're still in that mindset of I'm scared to fall or I don't want to fall or I'm not going to fall, then I'm probably not the best teacher. I have certain like teaching methods. I'm very much like, let's try it. If we fail, let's get up and do it again type of thing. So that is my perspective on that. I love roller skating. Next thing that I would say is podcasting. I'm podcasting now. Podcasting allows me to really like self-reflect a lot and learn so much about myself, what I'm going through, what I'm thinking, speak my thoughts out loud, because as y'all all probably know, saying something in your head or thinking something versus like saying it out loud gives two different energies or two different thought processes. It's like, oh, I didn't think about it like that. So it helps me like grow, honestly, and like, in my opinion, increase my intellectualness of like what I'm thinking and how I like warp my head around what I'm doing in my life. So it's definitely something I want to continue doing. And I kind of look at it in terms of like mentorship and just providing thoughts and experiences or connectability as well, like to others who might be going through similar thoughts and issues. So I love mentorship. I love podcasting. And eventually I do want to turn it into a nonprofit organization. I want to serve as kind of like a mental health founder and director, and maybe even get my master's in like a psychology field, therapeutic field or something like that. That way I'm actually like licensed and credentialed to provide professional advice, because all of this now, and I quote, is just my opinion, my personal experiences. And I like to keep it based on that. That way people don't come yelling at me and texting me and calling me and sliding up and saying that's wrong and correct. It necessarily can't be, because these are my opinions based off of my subjectivity and my experiences. So Yeah, definitely something that I do plan on doing in the future, something that's near and dear to my heart personally and professionally within my family. Just mental health, me going to therapy a couple of different times. I think that therapy is one of the best things a person can do, talking to somebody who is an external third party so you don't burn out your friends and your family. So yeah. I don't know why I got this email because I filled out this form, but I will fill it out again. Moving on. Going to church is another one of my commitments that I have not necessarily done the best at. I'm kind of like finicky. I want to go to church. I do identify as a Christian. I do it to increase my spiritual health. And I actually am planning to get baptized this October. I think it's October 4th in Houston. I really just want to get baptized in Houston because that was a very pivotal time and moment in my life and my experiences. And it really just like helped me a lot, think through a lot, process a lot. The pastor is Dr. Cosby. He's very like modern but wise. At the same time, he has a magnificent balance, and he is honestly, in my opinion, the epitome of somebody who is doing what they were called to do in their destiny. He just flows so effortlessly in his assignment, and that's how I personally feel like I would know if I'm doing something similar. And comparisons can be the thief of joy, but doing something similar, like I can tell that he doesn't second think or second guess. Like his heart speaks when he's talking. It's not logical, it's emotional. And that is honestly just so inspiring to want to do something similar as I continue to get older and find my footing in place in the world as well. That balance of genuine, authentic joy and also purpose at the same time. So I do plan on getting baptized in October, and I still need to find me a church home that's not too far from the Gwinnett area. So if you are listening to this, you do know about some different areas, I would really love to hear it because I'm open-minded. Location is important for me. I don't want to drive too far on Sunday morning. So, like, really, like, 20 minutes-ish, 30 minutes max drive-wise. And then somebody who is really preaching, like, the word, but just has that awareness and balance of, like, the Bible and reality of what different individuals are facing at the same time. So, I know that can be extremely difficult and I'm looking forward to just expounding. I grew up as a Jehovah's Witness, so that was a fun fact about me for like 7, 8, 9 years or something like that. And it was cool for a minute, and then I don't know, I just didn't resonate with it as much as time went on or is going on. So I kind of disbanded from that when I went to college just to find out who I was and who I am and grow more about Chris at the same time as well. So there's that, going to church. I'm almost done, party people. My second to last thing is traveling. It's not like a daily commitment, but I do spend a lot of my money on traveling, just seeing the world, preferably like with friends. But sometimes I do like to take like solo trips to different places to experience and live in the moment and just be and like learn more about Chris. I'm planning on going to San Diego for July 4th weekend. I hear so much about it. Staying somewhere like near the beach. And that should be really, really exciting. I want to go surfing. I'm very afraid of water, even though I have done jet skis. I've done sailing. I've done whitewater rafting. I feel like I've had a negative experience, or maybe it's in my head, with a lot of these different obstacles. I almost drowned a couple of times, but nonetheless, I want to travel, continue to travel, do some international travel. I just got back from Jamaica. Jamaica was pretty fun, pretty cool. The only thing I would say is, like, moving forward, I want to do, like, local resorts instead of inclusive resorts, because it really didn't feel like I was in Jamaica because it was so, like, constructed and modernized versus, like, the locality of what Jamaica is. And I went to Montego Bay. Had a great time with my friends. It was 19 of us, which was a lot. But it was a good time overall. I enjoyed it, and I'm very thankful and grateful and blessed to be able to, like, pay and travel for my experiences as well. So there's that. And then my other, like, social commitments, just hanging out with friends, laughter, enjoying life. It goes by so quick. The fact that I'm 24, about to be a quarter of a century, is insane. But I just want to make sure that when I left, it cut off. But what I was trying to say is, what I just want to make sure that I do is, when I look back on my life and I'm like 70, 80, I want to look back and be like, Chris, I'm proud of you for being yourself, being authentic, being genuine, living up to who you are as a person and what you felt, and also being willing to like learn and grow other people's perspective and not being stubborn and stuck in your own ways and being closed-minded and just lived a life of fulfillment and passion and purpose. I know it can be difficult and hard and like that value exchange from so many different worldly perspectives and views, but I feel like as long as I'm living a life similar to that, then I can die peacefully and gracefully and thankfully. So not even to touch on it too much, but I think I said on a different podcast, I'm not really too afraid of like transitioning death or anything like that, as long as it's not like painful or nothing like that. I just want to make sure that while I'm here, I'm enjoying the best and being grateful and thankful for what I do have for these different opportunities. So that is me evaluating the why behind my commitments. I would love to hear the why behind your commitments and how they either are connected or completely different. Maybe we thought about it differently. I put on my notes that my result was to live a genuine, authentic, and joyful life and to determine how my commitments can get me to my destiny and purpose, aka my end result. And then I said, I also need to let go, and I'm learning to truly live my life for me. I think that sometimes I try to live my life in conjunctions with others, and that definitely can bring like disappointment sometimes, for sure, because expectations can lead to disappointments at times. But just learning and understanding how fast and quick life goes by. So I just want to make sure that I'm proud of me and that I'm truly doing what I believe and think to be right, but also being open-minded to listening and understanding. So hit me up if you ever want to talk about it. I'm always open. Without further ado, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Peace of Mind, where you know we value our health, our body, and our time. Chris out.
This is the peace that you cannot buy. Finding a way when you cannot see. Man with this system, he cannot pray.